Hello, I'm Patricia Casey and I'm here today to talk to you on You Can Cook Too. I hasten to add at this point that I am not a professional cook or a chef. I've learned the hard way down the years from not having been able to cook many years ago to now quite liking it and doing quite a bit of it. Today I'm going to talk about a cheats recipe. If any of you have cheat cookery books, and there are a lot of them on the market, this one is sure to be in there because it's a cheats fish pie. I don't know about you, but before I discover this recipe, I would try to make fish pie and I would try and make a white sauce to go on top of the fish, but it always turned out like a glob of yuck. It was horrible. And then lo and behold, I discover this. And so here's the recipe. And this portion serves six people. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to just go through the ingredients. I list the ingredients, but as I describe how to do it, and it is really simple, you will pick up the quantities. So for this, you're going to need fish mix, and you can get them in the supermarkets in plastic containers with a mixture of all kinds of fish. Some have prawns and they have a bit of salmon and a bit of smoked something or other. So get the fish mix. I also add in some extra prawns because I absolutely love prawns, and prawns are very good for your brain. In fact, all fish is supposed to be very good for your brain. So you'll need the fish mix. You'll need some extra king prawns. You'll need some leeks. You'll need some frozen peas, some mashed potatoes, and you can either buy the pre-made ones in the shop, from the supermarket if you don't have time to make them yourself, or you can actually make them up, mash them yourself. You need chives, and you need a jar of the lasagna white sauce mix. And what you do is you cook the leeks in boiling water for 3 minutes, and you need, for six people, you'll need a 400 gram pack of trimmed leeks. So you cut off the tops and the bottoms, you chop them up and you boil them in water for about 3 minutes. By the way, if you're very parsimonious and sparing, you'll keep the water in which they've boiled because you can make that into a stock and use it for soup later on. But that will be for another day's recipe. So you've done the leeks. You take the leeks out and drain them, and you mix them with all of the other ingredients except the potatoes into this 400 gram of leeks, which by now have been boiled gently. You'll add your 520 grams of fish mix. You'll add the 150 grams of thawed king prawns. You will add 200 grams of frozen peas and add them frozen. You'll add 4 tablespoons of chopped chives. Mix all of those together and then pour the jar of white lasagna sauce over them. On top of that, then you put the mashed potatoes. And if you're buying those that are pre-made, it's a nice idea to add a little bit of butter to them. It'll enrich the flavor. It'll make them taste more creamy. And by that, I mean maybe a couple of grams of butter, nothing very much. And maybe a tablespoon of milk, and that will just make it all easier to mix. And you put the potato over that mix of ingredients, and you cook it for about 45 minutes until it's brown on top, and then you serve it with some nice vegetable. I love broccoli and carrots, so you can do it with any of those, or in fact any vegetables that you like yourself. You don't need extra potatoes because in fact the cartons of potatoes that come pre-mashed are fine. There should be enough in them. Essentially, if you're making them yourself, you need 800 grams of mashed potato or 800 grams of the pre-mashed ones. So this is a lovely, very simple, easy to do fish recipe. You can use any fish combination. So for example, if you don't like smoked mackerel or smoked haddock, you can take the smoked fish out and just increase it with white fish, or add extra prawns or some other kind of fish. The lasagna white sauce really blends very well, and it saves you having to go to the trouble of making a proper white sauce. The flavour of it blends with all of this mixture extraordinarily well. While you're preparing that very simple and easy cheats fish pie, you might want to listen to some music. And what better piece to accompany this dish than the Trout Quintet? And the Trout Quintet is a gorgeous piece of music written by Schubert in 1819. And it's called the Trout Quintet because it's based on a song called Trout that he wrote a few years earlier. Anyway, this piece wasn't published as a quintet until 1829, shortly after his death. It's a very famous piece for a number of reasons. Firstly, It's one of the few pieces of classical music written for a double bass, not exclusively for a double bass, but where the double bass has a large part to play in it and is very audible in the course of the piece. It's also very famous because a movie was made about it in 1969, and the movie was made in the South Bank when a quintet came to rehearse for a performance at the Queen's Hall in the South Bank. In that performance, the quintet consisted of five extremely famous musicians, some of whom will probably be known to you by name. The most famous was probably Jacqueline Dupré, who played the cello. And Jacqueline Dupré was only 24 at the time, and she was a world famous cellist even at that point. Sadly, she developed multiple sclerosis a number of years later and died. She had recently married Daniel Barenboim, who's the pianist, and he is still a professional pianist, conducting and also playing classical music around the world. And the violinist was Itzhak Perlman. And Itzhak Perlman was American. He got polio as a young child, and he was on a wheelchair and has been and still is. He still plays regularly all over the world. Zubin Mehta played the double bass, and he's now a conductor. And Pinchas Zukerman played the viola. These are all in themselves world famous musicians. They still are, apart from Dupré, who has passed away. The recording is a world famous one, and it shows them in the lead up to it, you know, just playing about, messing around, having fun with their instruments, playing jazz at one point, and then rehearsing for this piece and eventually doing the performance. It's well worth watching if you can get the opportunity. And here is the first movement of Schubert's Trout Quintet.